professional baseball team. For a few months last year, it looked like the Bucks were gone forever after the North Country Baseball League folded. Now the Bucks are in a different league, one whose manager is determined to keep America's pastime in Watertown for good. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
This spring, when word spread that someone new was taking on the task of reviving the Watertown Bucks from the dead, there were a few vocal skeptics. City Councilman Cody Horbatz voted against leasing the Alex T. Duffy Fairgrounds to the Bucks because he'd lost faith that any league could afford to fund enough teams. But Eddie Gonzalez, the Empire League's manager, insisted he had the money to make it all come together by opening day in June.
We're not a very expensive league. We're not like an Atlantic League or a professional MLB minor league team that needs billions of dollars to operate. This is a very low-level, low-market, low-budget league.
Gonzalez pursued big corporate sponsors, Kia Motors, Pepsi, and he secured the costs of housing and paying the players. The league has even partnered with Fort Drum, cutting a deal on tickets for soldiers to help build support for the team. Simon Walters, the Bucks' new coach, knows Gonzalez from baseball in South Florida. He says Bucks players are from all over the country. A few are from Latin America.
A lot of guys that are new to Watertown. Some of our guys have some experience playing in other leagues. But it's definitely a different group than they've had in the past. We're just kind of looking to, you know, do what we know we need to do. And fortunately, we've been hitting the ball real well up here in New Hampshire and just kind of looking to continue building on what we've already done so far.
The Watertown Bucks played their first games on the road against the New Hampshire Wilds. They're currently undefeated. The Bucks play their first home game against the Wilds on June 13th. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.